You're listening to the SCAC Football Podcast. I am joined by junior kicker and punter Jordan Gay of Center College, this week's SCAC Special Teams Player of the Week. And Jordan, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
Colonels now off to a 6-0 start, their second 6-0 start in the last 3 years, 3-0 in conference play, coming off a big home win this past weekend against Suwannee, 28-14. Just talk about where this team's confidence is at this point in the season, and do you feel like you're really starting to roll and play some of your best football of the year?
Yeah, we're feeling pretty confident so far. Just trying to keep the ball moving. These next three games are going to be pretty crucial, especially this next one against Millsaps. Hopefully we're looking for a win in that and just to keep the ball moving forward.
Jordan, this weekend against Suwannee, you actually were involved in one of the bigger momentum-swinging plays of the entire contest as you guys lined up at what looked to take a 10-7 lead with the game tied at 7 for a field goal. The Colonels actually called a fake kick, and your holder pitched the ball back to you, and you sprinted in into the end zone for a touchdown. Just take me back through that play. Was that something that you guys called, seeing a look that Suwannee gave you? Was it pre-planned going in? Did you know you were going to fake it? And just take me through that whole play, and then obviously getting in the end zone and what that feeling is like.
Yeah, it was pre-planned. We'd worked on that during practice, and it was up to Coach Fry. He gave the final call, and I don't know, I guess I just did my job and got in the end zone. I was just looking for the first down, but you know, 6 points is always better.
You know, as I look, as I mentioned, Jordan, you know, obviously this is the second 6-0 start in the past 3 years, but the last two seasons, the Colonels have kind of struggled a little bit to close out the end of the season. 2 years ago, when you were off to your 6-0 start, you fell in two of your final three contests. Last year, you lost two of the final four games to close out the year. As we look at this season, so much positive has gone into this first six games, but obviously I know you want to close out the year strong. What do the Colonels need to do to close out this season and really finish strong in this 2011 campaign?
Yeah, we did have a chip on our shoulder, you know, just going into this game. That's one of the things, I guess, we brought up how, I think it was 2 years ago maybe, when we were going to Millsaps and they ended up blowing us out. Same situation, we were 6-0. I guess the main thing we just got to do is execute and keep our, what Coach Fry always says, our mental errors to a minimum. And just play how we know how to play, you know.
You know, finally, as we look ahead to this weekend, you mentioned already a big contest on the road at Millsaps, who's coming off their bye week. The Colonels will be looking for their first win over the major since 2005. Just what are the keys to the game? What would be crucial for the Colonels to go into Jackson and get a big road win in SCAC play?
I mean, I guess this goes back to what I was just saying a minute ago. Just, again, minimize our mental errors and just execute on offense as best we can.
Junior kicker and punter Jordan Gay of Center College, this week's SCAC Special Teams Football Player of the Week. Jordan, thanks again for so much for your time. Congratulations and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
All